You're listening to SBS News.
Arab leaders are meeting in Algeria, Africa's largest country by territory, for the 31st Arab League summit, the first since the COVID-19 pandemic. But with the 22-member league gathering against a backdrop of political tensions, some are questioning whether any real progress will be made. Arab states are divided on several issues, including the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the regional roles of Iran and Turkey, and the rehabilitation of Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, while Algeria has its own feud with Morocco. United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has addressed the summit, saying unity has never been more essential.
Division opens the door to foreign non-Arab interference, to terrorism, to manipulation and sectarian strife. But united, your leadership can shape a region that makes the most its enormous potential and contributes to global peace and security.
But there is also immediate concern for the crises being exacerbated by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which is causing Egypt and Tunisia problems in meeting their food and energy needs. Tunisian president and former president of the Arab League, Kais Saied, says the issue needs to be addressed.
When it comes to the economic equation to the war in Russia and Ukraine, that has exacerbated the food and energy security crisis, along with a number of other reasons, and one of the most important, climate change and natural disasters.
Algeria is a major oil and gas producer and a key supplier for European nations. Deepening the crisis is the worst drought in several decades that has ravaged swaths of Somalia, one of the Arab League's newer members, bringing some areas of the country to the brink of famine. Ahead of the summit, some, like journalist Rafat Ajamil, were less than optimistic.
Since we grew up, we've been hearing about this. We've been hearing about an Arab summit, but we haven't seen any visible good out of it. The Arab summit has become like any other sporting tournament, like any ordinary forum. It has no effect. We Yemenis do not expect anything from it, nor do we count on it.
Jordanian citizen Mohammed Arman says he has to be hopeful.
If God is willing, we are optimistic towards the Arab stances and decisions. To be honest, we have to be optimistic following the current international situation and events that demand decisions to serve the Arab nation.
Algeria, being the host nation, is significant after it withdrew from Arab affairs for several years, after mass protests in 2019 that led to the ousting of President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. The North African country last month hosted reconciliation talks in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Syria has been suspended from the Arab League since 2011 after President Bashar al-Assad's crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations at the time. Earlier this year, Algeria was unsuccessful in its attempt to persuade the League to reverse the decision. Syrian man Youssef says he doubts the summit will have any impact on his country.
From the beginning of the war in Syria, Syria's membership in the Arab League was suspended. I think the Syrian government has not participated in the summits for 11 years. I think this summit will be the same as the previous summits. It would not have any effect on Syria.
Other absences include Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The Algerian presidency says his doctors have recommended that he avoid travel. United Arab Emirates leader Mohammed bin Zayed is also not going to Algeria, along with Morocco's King Mohammed. Relations between Algeria and Morocco have remained sour following ongoing disputes over the Western Sahara, a territory annexed by Morocco in 1975. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.